following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
This is a Stoner Jesus Show investigative report.
So, we're supposed to do this investigative report for our spring break shows, for one of our spring break shows, and Peter was supposed to investigate getting laid during spring break. I knew that this sounded stupid to begin with. So anyway, I'm walking through the Stoner Jesus studio complex, and I'm looking for Peter, and I'm wondering, I want to at least hear his ideas, see if there's anything there that we can do something with. And then one of the interns stopped me and told me that they'd seen Peter going down into his basement, into the basement of the Stoner Jesus studio complex where he lives, with a female. Now, I knew immediately that this was bad news. This was really, really bad news. I sprinted to the basement and down the steps, the rickety old steps, only to find Peter crouched in the middle of the basement floor next to a clearly unconscious female. Now, luckily, I just had to have my recorder with me, my video camera. But we can't let out the video of this. But I do have the audio, and it's just as disturbing, I think, as the video. Peter, what the fuck are you doing?
Jesus, what are you doing? What's going on?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
You should be taping this, Jesus.
Why is that girl unconscious? Who is that girl?
No.
Who's that girl? Have you done something to that girl?
There's nothing nefarious going on here, Jesus.
Are you kidding me?
I don't think you should be taping it, you know.
Why not?
Nonetheless, I don't think there should be some kind
of... What is going on here?
Have you... of what's going on here?
What is going on here? Have you done something to this girl? No. Have you done something to roofie this girl?
There's not anything illegal going on. This woman, she fell.
She fell.
You know. I think she might have bumped her head, so now she somehow became unconscious.
Really? You have no idea?
Through what means it actually happened.
Right. You didn't roofie her or nothing? You didn't give her any roofies?
No. I did not roofie her.
Oh, come on.
Jesus, she just happened to be like this
come
when
on.
I came down here.
Dude, that's bullshit. Well, you just said that
fell. I don't know.
Yeah, you just said she fell. What are you talking about, Peter?
Look, Jesus.
Peter, I gotta save this girl.
Okay, what the hell, you gonna come clean?
What the fuck are you doing here?
Yes, she has many roofies going through her system.
Oh my God!
You can't
do that. You can't do that, Peter.
I found the key, Jesus.
The key to what?
You wanted to do the investigative report on getting laid.
You wanted to do that report. That was your idea.
Well, you know,
don't
you
pin that on me.
I found out the answer, and the answer is yes. So if you would just now, out of the Acement Bay,
Peter.
I can get my swerve on.
No,
you know what I'm saying.
Back
getting
up.
Laid during spring break. It's awesome.
Shut up, Peter. Shut up. I'm back up. Or I'm going to punch you.
No, Jesus, it's not.
Back up. Or I'm going to punch you. This is bullshit.
What are you doing?
Get the back. Get the fuck back. Get the fuck back. I will hit you.
Don't hit me, Jesus.
I will hit you. I'm going to get this girl out of here. I got to save this girl. Jesus saves.
No, don't wake her up.
Jesus saves. Come on, honey. You got to get up. You're safe now. You're safe. I will hit you, Peter. I will fucking hit you.
This is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Craig here, Poontang. If I can use a medical term, Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yes, indeedy, words are my shit, as you can tell by my use of the word. Indeedy. Welcome, everyone. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 39. I am your host, Stoner Jesus. This is Hour 2. Hour 2 of Chapter 1, Verse 39. If you missed Hour 1 of the show, a lot of great shit happened. Go check out stonerjesus.net. Find Chapter 1, Verse 39, Hour 1, which is free audio version, video version as well. Just go to the Stoner Jesus Show live page. You can find all of the videos. We stream Hour 1 for free every night, every Sunday night, at StonerJesus420 on Twitter and on Periscope. Go follow us on there. Give the hearts, all that shit. If you want the full 2-hour video of the show, the only way to get the second hour on video in full is at patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Become a patron of the show. There, $5 a month, you get all the video versions of the show, all the chapter and verse versions, episodes. Full 2-hour video we do every Sunday night. Only way to get hour 2 is, as I said, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Help support the show, get the videos, all kinds of great shit on there. Go check it out. Of course, that, our social media, everything is linked at stonerjesus.net. Past episodes, all of that, stonerjesus.net. Now, as promised in the first hour, we previewed the second hour, as we always preview the show. I told you in the second hour of the Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 39, you're going to have so much Cosby forced onto you and into you that you'll feel like you've been drugged. Calling it, of course, the Cosby Force Hour, Hour 2 of the show tonight. We're talking about the Cosby case here in the first segment. And then we'll do a little detour, talk about something else, and then we'll come back and finish Hour 2 with a couple bits we did back when all this Cosby shit first came out. We had a little fun with it with St. Peter. So I'll play those bits to round out the show. But first, to kick off the Cosby Force Hour, I would play the Cosby theme song, but I'm afraid that, you know, I'll get some copyright issues. And I don't want any of that. I don't want any of that jazz. Give me hassles. Don't hassle me. I don't get hassled by the man. For the Cosby Force Hour. You may know, Bill Cosby was accused of forcing himself, drugging, and sexually assaulting many women. Big verdict. Just this week, he was found guilty on 3 counts. We got a few videos to check out, so let's check them out.
But I looked at that jury. There's this one young black man on that jury who I looked upon as my son, and I know the disappointment that he felt in looking at a beloved black male iconic father figure and being able to yet render a guilty verdict.
The justice system is finally listening. People are believing. They're standing behind us, and women are saying no more.
If you're not watching the video of this, first of all, you should be. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Get the full show on video. But this video right here is from the Washington Post. But of course, you're just listening to the audio. We're just getting the audio. You're going to miss a lot. I'm telling you. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420.
We're done with this.
Cosby listened to that decision with a very grim look on his face. You have to understand that he is an 80-year-old man who has demonstrated remarkable stamina throughout this whole legal drama. But his face, to me...
There's a drug sexual assault joke in there somewhere. Great stamina. Maybe not.
Watched him for almost 3 weeks of trial now. Looked weary. His eyelids looked heavy. And he looked like a man who was expecting to get the news that he got. A decision in a court of law.
Yeah, because he knows he did it. It's the point. He knows he did it. He knows he's very old. He'll talk about some illness or something. He'll never see a day in jail. He'll be dead long before he sets foot behind bars.
That will change forever the perception of someone who is once one of America's most admired men, once a person who was looked up.
I can't remember the Cosby theme song. I was going to hum it try to hum it under it, but that's the old Tonight Show theme song. What was the Humsies? The Cosby song. Jell-O pudding pops.
Two by a generation of African Americans.
I used to do a really dope Bill Cosby impression. I wonder where it went. I don't know.
Americans who saw his portrayal of a upper middle class doctor.
He was like my dad. If my dad was a black doctor, Dr. Cosby, or Dr. Huxtable rather, was my dad.
Doctor on the Cosby Show as an inspiration and a message to the rest of America about what African Americans in this country could achieve.
Many of the 33 accusers of Bill Cosby, whom I represent, began to speak out long before the hashtag MeToo. I have always asked,
yeah, you're gonna be a bitch about it.
How many women will it take to speak out before one woman is believed against the denial of a rich, powerful, famous man?
This is a tremendous shift in rape culture. I mean, now women, knowing that 2% of rapists, only 2% of rapists see the inside of a prison cell, and the odds are much lower for a celebrity, let alone a celebrity who is a beloved icon, to know that even under those circumstances, that the jury could see through to the truth and believe the victims, I think that that's going to empower the quote-unquote average victim of sexual assault to find the fortitude, to find the strength, to speak out.
It's definitely fucked up. They obviously referenced how big Cosby used to be. I'm old enough to remember the Cosby Show. I watched the Cosby Show all the time. But it's becomes less surprising as time goes on, especially after the Harvey Weinstein thing and all that broke open. It's really not as weird as it was when we first heard about it, that Cosby was doing, you know, crazy shit. Crazy, despicable shit. The original Cosby Force Hour, if you will. Still got Cosby bits coming up. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about the Cry Closet. I don't know if you heard about the Cry Closet. That's fucked up, but first, more on the Cosby case.
This is Andrea Constand, the woman whose sexual assault complaint against Bill Cosby brought down the man once known as America's dad.
Finally, we can say, women...
My black doctor dad.
...are believed, and not only on hashtag MeToo, but in a court of law.
Boy, Gloria Allred, man, she's got her fucking talking points down. She's a pro at that shit.
She's the only woman among more than 50 others whose case against Cosby has...
By the way, I don't know if anybody's pointed this out or not. If you're watching the video on patreon.com/turnjesus420 or later or somewhere else, if you're seeing this video, if you're not, go to Patreon. This woman that won the case, she's a very manly-looking woman. I mean, that's... I can't... There's no other way to put it. She was... They go into her history, I think, a little bit here. This video or the next video. I forget which one. I think it's this one. Basketball player, you know, all that stuff. I'm not saying, obviously, that she deserved to get sexually assaulted. I'm just pointing out she's a very manly-looking female. And it's just, you know, it's odd to me. I don't know why. Cosby, and he had a very specific, I guess, type of woman he wanted to go after, and a very specific type of way. Obviously, the drugs and the drugs and the drink and the, you know, the passing out of the woman and the fingering and the sexually assaulting. That was a little better. Cosby, I used to have a dope ass fucking Cosby impression. Don't fucking at me, son.
Has resulted in a conviction.
I feel like my faith in humanity is restored.
Constand and Cosby's story started more than 15 years ago in Philadelphia. She was 29 years old at the time and worked for the women's basketball team at Temple University. Cosby was the university's most famous alum and a trustee. They met at a basketball game in 2002. Constand grew up in Toronto, Canada. She was a star high school basketball player who had dreams of playing professionally. Over the next 2 years, the pair had a friendly relationship. In 2004, Constand says Cosby assaulted her at his Pennsylvania mansion after giving her 3 pills that left her frozen. He claims the sex was consensual. The pills, he later said, were Benadryl. Constand reported the attack to police a year later, but prosecutors decided not to charge Cosby at the time. She later...
Yeah, it's not, they chose not to charge him at the time. That's fucked up. It's not a very good defense. For you to say, yeah, she was at my mansion, and yeah, she did take some pills, but she was there consensually, and she took some Benadryl. That's not It's not much of a defense. That's some weak D. That's some weak D. If it was on the Temple B-ball team, we wouldn't take that shit. We say that's some weak fucking D, Cosby.
Peter filed a civil suit and got a settlement of over $3 million. Cosby's defense team used that to paint her as a scheming former lover.
Andrea Constant made up these fantastical stories in order to get rich.
A criminal investigation was reopened in 2015.
We're here because we want to seek the truth.
At this point, more than 50 women had come forward with similar accusations of sexual misconduct. Many of these cases happened outside the 12-year statute of limitations. So Constand became the lone accuser who brought criminal charges. The jury came to their decision in just 2 days.
We don't think Mr. Cosby's guilty of anything, and the fight is not over.
Well, he's like 80 years old, so the fight's close to being over. I think it's safe to say. You know, hey, good for her. Like they said, most of these things were outside the statute of limitations. A lot of these women were afraid to come forward for obvious reasons. He's a fucking powerful dude. Now, I mean, he's still rich, but he has no more power or anything. He's on his way to death. No, what a fucking, I don't know. We've talked about this before. And obviously we'll never know, really, whether he knew this was wrong and he did it anyway and that's what he got off on, or he really thought that giving this woman or these women pills, it was like, oh, we're having party time and, well, she can't move, but that's okay. That's what she wanted. She wanted, you know, like to be paralyzed here and for me to like do stuff to her while she couldn't move or participate or even be conscious of what's going on. I don't know. We used to have a Cosby fucking parody song. I'll try to find a parody song. I'm going to play some of this video. This is almost 8-minute video. I don't think I played the whole thing, but it's from Today's Show, The Downfall of America's Dad. I'm going to play some of this video, and I'm going to go look for that parody song. It was fucking, it was dope. It was one of our best parody songs ever. So I'm going to go look for that. Stern G Show, here's more Cosby shit. Be right back.
At his height, Bill Cosby, one of the most famous and admired men on the planet. But now, after his stunning downfall, that legacy forever tarnished. In his heyday, Bill Cosby was America's dad.
Dad's got a point, Mom.
There you go. Thank you, son.
Once a patriarch, put on a pedestal.
Mr. Cosby, you prepared to go to prison?
Now, a pariah convicted of sexual assault.
I actually feel sorry for the Wolfman. Now,
Cosby rose to national prominence as a guest on The Tonight Show in 1963, becoming a TV star 2 years later on I Spy.
A little luck and less talent, he could have gone in a gas chamber.
The first black actor to star in a drama series.
Fuck yeah, little update. I found the Bill Cosby parody song. We'll play it. Going into break. Fucking awesome, man. It was easy to find, too. Fucking shit's coming together, man. Shit's coming together.
Coca-Cola.
Cosby soon became Coca-Cola. One of the most sought-after pitchmen in the country.
I want to be a bowl of Jell-O pudding.
In the 70s, he created the Fat Albert cartoon series.
Hey, hey, hey!
And The Cosby Show debuted in 1984. At its peak, boasting an astonishing 70 million viewers.
That's
as
nuts.
The wholesome Dr. Cliff Huxtable, Cosby.
70 million. That's crazy fucking numbers. And you say, well, there was less to choose from and all that shit. But still, doesn't take away from the fact that when you make a Cosby Show reference, you talk about the Cosby Show, everybody knows what you're talking about if you grew up in that era, because everybody watched the fucking Cosby Show.
Became a moral authority, especially among black Americans who idolized him for breaking barriers.
This is your neighborhood. Yes. Your children should be able to play right here.
At its peak, Cosby's personal wealth was estimated to be upwards of $400 million. So wealthy and powerful, he tried to buy the NBC network from its owner in 1992. Cosby even endeared himself to a new generation as the host of Kids Say the Darndest Things in the
Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Are you going to get married?
Yeah, but I didn't find her yet.
Nah, Bill, I don't know bitches.
2014, Cosby's public identity started to crumble.
Yeah, it was rape women, Bill Cosby, so...
Comedian Hannibal Buress called out Cosby for the sexual assault allegations that plagued him for years, allegations he vehemently denied.
I wanted to at least make it weird for when you watch Cosby Show reruns.
Soon, dozens of women would come forward with similar stories, and Cosby's career took hit after hit, NBC scrapping a planned project with Cosby, and more than a dozen universities he once supported rescinding his honorary degrees. In the wake of Thursday's verdict, his alma mater, Temple University, where he had previously stepped down from the board of trustees, now considering the same course of action. And Bounce TV, one of the few channels still airing reruns of The Cosby Show, announcing Thursday it would immediately pull the program off the air.
Damn, where am I going to get my Cosby Show now?
Through it all, his Cosby Show co-stars trying to make sense of the shocking allegations.
I truly believe you're innocent till proven guilty, and that's just not the man that I ever experienced.
Today, generations are reconciling the ethical Dr. Huxtable with Cosby himself, his conviction now eclipsing his fame and fortune.
It is a it's a hard reconciliation because, you know, black kid growing up in Columbia, South Carolina in the 80s, I can tell you that Bill Cosby was my boyhood mentor. There was no one bigger. Maybe Michael, but Bill Cosby was the guy. So watch it.
Oh, that's a rough two examples. It's two mentors. He's like, well, it was Bill Cosby. Now, well, maybe Michael Jackson. No, it was Bill Cosby. Throwing OJ, you get the fucking trifecta.
This play out over the last few years for a lot of folks. It's very, very difficult.
So
very,
many people idolize Bill Cosby.
We've got Kate in. Kate, I'll remember one thing. You sat with that group of 27 women, all who were accusing Bill Cosby in a room, and you stayed in touch with them, and they stayed in touch with each other. So what was their reaction?
I have,
after
this
verdict?
Was crazy yesterday, because I think a lot of them went into yesterday when they heard a verdict was coming. Everybody thought, oh, it's not going to be for us. It's going to be another hung jury. That's what their worry was. And then when it was guilty on three counts, they started texting each other, crying.
Why were they so surprised, do you think, that it came?
I think a lot of the people in that room said to me 3 years ago that they never thought this day would come. Yeah. They just didn't believe. You had Lily Bernard on last hour. She never believed this would happen.
They were steeling themselves, it feels like, for a disappointing verdict from their perspective. I mean, look, and why? Because 6 months ago, whatever it was, there was a mistrial. There was a hung jury. This case was different. I mean, from a legal standpoint, you had other accusers who were permitted to testify more than were permitted the first time. But it's a change in our culture.
The culture had changed in this past year, right? How many stories have I sat here and told you with the Me Too movement, powerful men being accused? The judge was really clear, like, don't let things outside the courtroom come in and influence you. Just base this on the evidence. But I think all of us live in 2018. We've all, that jury included, we've all heard what's happened over the past year.
What happens next? Three counts, they each come with a 10-year max on each. What is sentencing? What are we hearing? What could it be?
Sentencing won't happen for 2 or 3 months from now, but he faces a potential up to the rest of his life in prison. He's like a larger than life.
The rest of his life. He's fucking old as shit. You've heard the phrase old as dirt? Well, this motherfucker's older than dirt. Very old, very rapey dirt. Anyway, we're going to break. We're going to play our Cosby parody song later on. We got some more Cosby bits to round out hour two, the Cosby Force Hour. After the break, we're going to talk about the Cry Closet. Oh, excuse me. Damn. There we go. Got a Quaalude in my throat. Talking about the Cry Closet, coming up, and then more with Cosby. As I said, just really fucked up. If he does go to prison, he'll die there, but I don't think he will. Like I said, he's old. He's going to say, oh, I'm blind. And the judge will say, oh, well, you know, house arrest in your big mansion. No more raping. No more raping, Dr. Cosby. You got to cut that shit. No more quaaludes. No more raping. No more unconscious sexual escapades. None of that. Stern Digital Show, Chapter 1, Verse 39. It's April 29th, 2018. Again, if you missed hour one, go check out stonerjesus.net. All information on the show is sternjesus.net. If you want to see the video, only way you can see the full 2 hour video, the full video of hour two, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. And now, without further ado, our very dope Bill Cosby parody song. We'll be back, Dick Nuggets.
Yeah. Bill Cosby. Let's do this. Rape you. Rape you, Bill Cosby will rape you, and maybe rape you some more. You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one. Bill Cosby will drug you, maybe do it again, then he'll fuck you without your consent. You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one. His favorite method of banging means you won't know what's happening. You're unconscious so you can't say stop. He'll fuck you with a frozen pudding pop.
You know anything about Spanish Fly?
Rape you. Rape you. Bill Cosby will rape you. And maybe rape you some more. You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one. Bill Cosby will rape you. 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 Bill Cosby will rape you. Don't rape me, Mr. Cosby. I'm sorry.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on StonerJesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, nextbardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll your own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's nextbardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20 and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word, STONERJESUS, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 39. This is Hour 2. If you want the full video of Hour 2, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Become a patron of the show, and that is how you become a supporter. And help us and get every chapter and verse version of the show. Full video, now in beautiful HD quality. It's really amazing. You see my graphics work, what hat I'm wearing, the videos and the stories that we're talking about, just all kinds of stuff going on. You're missing. If you're just getting the audio version, you're getting my voice and the amazing things I'm saying, but, you know, there's more to it now. Now we're a video show. Yo, as you can see, hi everybody, patreon.com/stonerjesus420, episodes, audio, all that stuff, sponsor banners, go check them out, social media networks, all that at stonerjesus.net. Now it is time for the Cry Closet. Now, if you've heard about the Cry Closet, it's from the Mirror in the UK. Cry Closet installed at university for students who need some alone time. The University of Utah has had a Cry Closet installed for anyone in need of a soft moment alone to cry and reflect. So we scroll down. Well, there's the, if you're watching the video of the show, there's the cry closet itself. There's the outside of it. It looks very sad on its own. University has installed a cry closet for students who need somewhere to be private and sad. A small box popped up in the campus library. The University of Utah in the U.S. allows anyone stressed out to have somewhere to relax and calm down. The box of tears was dreamed up by university student and visual artist Nemo Miller, who understands university life can be a bit much. According to the rules posted on the closet door, the space is a safe space for stressed out students, and inside are soft and cuddly toys. Again, if you have the video version of the show, you can see that there, how very soft and cuddly they look. There's a time cap of 10 minutes. Only one person is allowed in at any one time. No sex in the cry closet. Also required is a knock before entering. Users are encouraged to talk about their experience using the hashtag CryClosetUofU. I have to remember that one. Maybe I'll tag this show, Cry Closet, U of U. A tweet there. So my school installed a cry closet in the library. Laughed my ass off with many O's. What is higher education? Of course, the cry closet is essentially an art installation. Now look, I get art. I get people cry. I cry. I've cried many times. If I need to cry about something, I'll fucking cry about it. There's an underlying problem with all of this stuff that's been going on in universities. We talked about it before. It's a big, you know, it's a big thing a lot of people talk about. Well, many people have called it the pussification of America. The pussification of younger generation. Hence, the cry closet and the snowflake culture on campuses. Around, especially around the U.S., but other places obviously as well, U.K., Canada. This culture of not being tough about things. You know, it's a cliche to say, but it's a cliche for a reason. Life is fucking tough. Life is tough. You have to be ready for that. If you're going to survive in life, you have to have a certain amount of toughness. You can't be going in a fucking cry closet. You have to have a certain amount of toughness to face life or you're going to fail. You're going to fucking be crushed by the weight of it. It's too fucking much. Yeah, you need to cry sometimes. That's great. But this idea that we're softening everyone up and just we're teaching them that it's not, that it's, that toughness is not necessary. That's bullshit. You have to be able to be offended, upset, sad, depressed. All of those things will happen. They'll happen many times. You get through that shit. And yes, I know a lot of you are saying, well, it's easier said than done. Yeah, no shit. But that doesn't mean you don't have to do it. Just because something is easier said than done, just because something's tough, doesn't mean you don't have to do it. You still have to do it. It is easier said than done. You're right. Now do it. I said it. You do it. It's your fucking life. What do I give a shit? If you're tough or not. Fuck you. I don't care. If you are not, it doesn't fucking affect me, but I'm telling you that you're going to need to be. And there's going to come a time in your life where you're like, God damn, this is tough. I wish I was tougher. Is there any human being on this planet who has never one time in their life said to themselves, fuck, shit, piss, motherfucker, cocksucker, and tits, I wish I was tougher for this, whatever I'm going through right now, for this. I wish I was tougher to do this shit. Fucking cry closet. Goddamn pansies. Buck up. You should have a fucking toughen up closet. You know, you put a heavy bag in there. So get in there and punch that fucking bag for 10 minutes. You goddamn pussy. Get tough. You need to be punching the heavy bags tough? Life's going to kick you in the fucking nutsack. Even if you're a woman. Your nutsack's getting kicked too, honey. Right in the nutsack. So that's the cry closet. Holy fucking shit. Going to get a break. Check out our sponsors on sternerjesus.net. Keep spreading the word about sternerjesus.net. All you motherfuckers are awesome. Everybody listens to the show. Checks out the live streams on Sunday nights on Twitter and Periscope at sternerjesus420. All of that is the greatest shit ever. Coming up, we heard the Cosby song earlier. We had some fun with St. Peter with Bill Cosby that produced two bits, the Cosby Confession and the Cosby Lawyer Letter. We're going to play those here coming up after the break. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. See you next week, of course, here on the Stoner Jesus Show. And as always, thanks for listening and peace, bitches. Whoops, that's the wrong one. Here we go.
The Stoner Jesus Show.
Yeah.
On CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Have you heard of GreenGonDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called GreenGon. And our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get Green Gone. That's greengondetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's TRYIT, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's greengondetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
Our mission is to discuss extraction, processing, business practices, and lessons learned with the established experts of the extraction process on Mission Supercritical, a service of Apex Supercritical, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show Live. It's time now for what I feel may be a very important event in Stoner Jesus Show history. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen. I'm not exactly sure what St. Peter is going to say in this segment. He is ensconced in his little glass booth. You ready to go, Peter?
Yeah, I'm ready, Jesus. Let's do this.
Right, well, as I said, I don't know what you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
You've said, you came to me a few days ago, you even tweeted it out, as you never do.
Right.
You have some sort of confession. You have something weighing on your mind and your soul.
Yeah.
Something you want to get out. Would this happen to have anything to do with, with Chemo Suave and why he's hiding in the haunted house?
No, it doesn't, Jesus. Will you get off of that already? Nothing happened between me and Chemo Suave, motherfucker. Okay.
That was my guess. Go ahead. Just go ahead. Now you're pissing me off, and maybe I won't let you do it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, come on.
Just go.
I'm going to do it.
You have a very important confession.
Yes.
St. Peter, go ahead.
Well, Jesus, I thought that, in light of recent things that have been in the news about a certain comedian.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. I thought this was the time for me to come forward and talk about the time that I met Bill Cosby.
Hmm.
It was like 1985 or so. We were doing radio or whatever out in L.A. And I met Mr. Cosby, and one thing led to another, and we ended up back up in his room. We were going to write some comedy bits together or whatever. And this is really
right.
This is really hard for me to talk about, Jesus. I saw him slip some roofies in my drink. You know what I mean? Like he didn't think I was seeing. But you know me, Jesus. I take roofies. I take like 10 of them to come down from like a 4-day binge of like coke and shit. So I'm pretty immune to that shit. In any case, he slipped the roofies in my drink, and I drank the drink, and it didn't do anything to me because, as I said, I got a pretty high tolerance for that shit, as you know. And then eventually he got really, really tired, and he just kind of fell asleep on the couch. Mr. Cosby did.
All right, so he fell asleep.
Right. He fell asleep on the couch.
So I guess what you're saying is Bill Cosby did not rape you. Is that your big confession?
Will you just let me tell the fucking story, Jesus?
Okay.
Why are you
going to
fucking
go.
Interrupt me all the time?
God.
I'm going to go.
Fucking
shut
long-winded
up.
Story.
Anyway, he was, passed out there in his little robe, and I don't know what happened, Jesus. I don't know what came over me, but I kind of reached over and I pulled up his robe and I pulled down like his little boxer shorts, his little plaid boxer shorts. And oh my God, Jesus, I raped beloved comedian Bill Cosby.
Wow.
I raped Bill Cosby, Jesus. I stuck it right in his pooper and I just fucked the crap out of him, Jesus. Literally, Jesus, I raped Bill Cosby.
Peter, I'm looking at you through the glass and, all joking aside, I can see this is very, very...
Jesus,
emotional.
What did I do?
Moment for you,
Jesus.
take however much time you need, bro. We're here for you. We're here for you, bro.
That wasn't very good, Jesus. This is kind of sarcastic.
Get cheering up, but seriously, dude, okay. It's all right, man. It's all right. You got it out there. It's out there now.
I need to get it off my chest.
We can all digest it.
And I speak my mind.
I was right in one sense. It was quite a historic thing for the show. It was not what I was expecting at all. But there it is, St. Peter's confession of raping at one time beloved comedian Bill Cosby.
Oh my God, what did I do?
Star of the Cosby Show and stand-up legend. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't know where to go from here. I guess we got a break. Peter,
Jesus.
It's going to be okay, Peter.
Jesus.
It's going to be okay.
What did I do, Jesus? Bill Cosby.
Okay, we're going to go to break. Stern Jesus Show
Bill
Live.
Cosby.
I got to be honest, I'm shaking. This whole thing is shaking me. We will soldier on. We will continue on. Coming up.
Why?
Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. And I'm calling you from an undisclosed location, which is definitely not the basement. Anyway, I got this, I don't know if you remember, Jesus, but a week or two ago, I made a confession on the show about Bill Cosby. You know, everybody had been confessing, saying that Bill Cosby raped them, and Well, you know, I'm not doing a rehash the whole fucking story, but Bill Cosby tried to slip some shit in my drink. We ranked some comedy bits together back in the 80s. Of course, you know, I'm immune to roofies. You know, I take those motherfuckers by the handful. Anyway, he ended up passing out, and, as I said on the show before everybody, I ended up pulling down Cosby's pants and, you know, giving him the old pooper shooter. You know what I'm saying? I put my dong in his back end, if you will. I raped Bill Cosby. You know, I got the fuck out of there before he could wake up. Well, anyway, I told that story on the show, and today I got this letter. You know, I never get mail here, Jesus. I never get mail. I got this letter from this law firm. They say they're Bill Cosby's law firm. It's hold on. Let me get it here. It's a law firm of what's that? What the fuck? I don't even know what those names say. It's like Shecky Myrtle and Justine. The law firm is Shecky Myrtle and Justine. I don't know, man. They sound like they mean business, Jesus. That's why I'm hiding. I'm hiding. They says, let me read it here. Hold on, Jesus. Hold on. We want you, they want me to quote, cease and desist with my, defamatory comments about Mr. Cosby, or they are going to, quote, sue my candy ass. It sounds, I don't know, Jesus, this sounds serious. Fucking Shecky and Myrtle and Justine are gonna sue my candy ass, Jesus. I don't have any money, you know that. They're gonna end up throwing me in prison because I don't have any money to give Bill Cosby. You know, I don't know what to do, Jesus. I don't know what to do. I'm hiding. I mean, I don't know what the statute of limitations is for raping Bill Cosby, but I don't want to get in trouble for that. I don't want to get in trouble for, like, my defamatory comments. I don't even know what that means, Jesus. Did I make defamatory comments about Bill Cosby? I have no idea. I don't know what that means. No, God, Jesus, I'm really scared. I'm really scared I'm going to stay down here for a while. I'm not going to come up and do the show or whatever. I'm not going to stay down here. I'm going to stay in my undisclosed location for a while, Jesus. I don't want to get sued. Bill Cosby's coming for me. Bill Cosby doesn't fuck around, Jesus. Bill Cosby does not fuck around.